Alright, everybody. Hello, my name's Olivia. Welcome to Liv's Corner. I might or might not be joined by a special guest. It really just depends on them if they want to jump right in. But, I am being watched at the moment for, I guess, studying purposes? Yes?
Yes.
So, yeah, this is what's going on. God. I have a couple of wine coolers out because real alcohol is for people who are alcoholics, and I am not one of those.
What?
It's because, you know, it's like in a party where like you go to and you'll have like, you know, a bunch of people who, like, you're planning a drink, but you're not drinking, just wine cooler drinking, just to loosen up the mood a little bit. But then that's when, like, Brenda comes in with, like, fucking 5 shots of Jack. Be like, woo, party! Like, no, Brenda. This is a luncheon, not a fucking bar, okay? Fuck. Sorry, I'm just...
Okay, Karen.
Huh?
Karen?
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 Is it Karen that does that?
I don't know.
I mean, what sounds
it's
like...
It's a Karen.
It's a Karen?
Sure.
Okay. It's a Karen. This is Janelle, by the way.
Hello.
She is my lovely girlfriend, and damn, holy hell, like I'm saying this because she's hot is what I'm trying to convey, and yeah, speaking of which, it got hot in here. Damn, I'm glad this is in the studio, otherwise I will be sweating balls. Not actual balls. That'd be just gross. Okay, moving. So, God, I wanted to thank you guys for recently listening to the previous episode. Got some attention, not a lot, but 10 plays is something. Damien? Damien, darling, you okay? Oh. He's so cute! That's my cat, Damien, in case you guys were wondering. But yes. He's a cutie. He's a whiner. Dagger, why are you in the trash? I wish I had a studio, but whatever. I like your shower's pajamas.
Thank you. They are, fluffy.
That they are. Just like... You can hear the fluff.
That ASMR.
Yeah, like, have you, like, done, like, ASMR sounds? Like, just...
No, it bothers me.
Why is it bothering
you? I hate it. It's just so uncomfortably close. And, like, the sound of, like, people eating in your ear. It's like...
Ew.
Like, stop, Karen.
Damn it, Karen. I don't want to hear you chew your salad, okay?
Not in front of my salad.
Karen. But no, yeah, no, I tried, I like visual ASMR.
Yeah.
You know, I like the stuff that,
hair
like,
cutting.
Oh. Or even better, like, actually, no, I think you can do hair cutting, you know, because that will, like, that feels nice to me. It sounds nice to me. But seeing it is much better. Because, like, just watching, like, wet hair fall off. It's like when you go to the barber and like they just like, or the hairstylist, and just like snip hair off of you, and just like hearing it and watching it, it's like sudden unexplained visual orgasm or a sudden unexplained soundgasm, you know? God.
There you go.
Hmm?
There you go.
So, usually I would stop, this part of the segment right here, and then continue on to the little sound break and then recoup. But since we're on a roll here, I do not think this episode is going to be very long, so here we go. I guess I wanted to talk about Netflix and just the beauties of shows that I have watched and seen recently. Joe, you watched like Hulu mainly, right?
Give or take, I've been watching Ghost Adventures.
Adventures.
Don't watch Ghost Adventures drunk. Don't do it.
Don't. But what if you want to be scared shitless? Because, like, you know, like, sober, that it could be, like, some guy in the background tricking the camera crew into, like, seeing something. Or making it seem like they see something. You're like, oh, that's not scary. But when you're drunk, you're like, holy shit, it's a demon!
But, like, the thing is that you don't know. You don't know, but, like, if it is fake or not. Unless you're, like, super religious or not super religious or...
I mean, I personally believe in the paranormal. And if I see something like that happen, like, hear a door slam, I'll freak out.
There's a topic for later.
Yes. Indeed. It is a big topic for later. But yes, Ghost Adventures actually sounds pretty cool. I haven't seen it. Is it good?
It's dope. It's amazing.
Dude.
It makes you think that someone's watching you. Constantly. Especially when you're drunk.
Like, I think I feel the same way when I listen to, when I see, or when I saw Insidious or any demon movie ever. Uh-huh. Like, you feel watched.
Yep.
So it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
But, like, 10 times worse. Because you don't know if it's real or not.
So can I get you in your head?
Yeah.
Dude. I gotta see this. God, I wish that this shit on Netflix. You know what I gotta deal with on fucking Netflix? I gotta deal with, like, this fantasy bullshit. Which, I don't think it's bullshit, it's actually nice, but... Netflix doesn't do good horror.
No, it doesn't.
Whenever it does, it's like, it tries, it reaches the cusp of trying to do good horror, but then it goes to, like, I don't know, just weird B-movie lengths. Like over here, I'm in front of my television right now, where I am going to look up horror titles and just show you how ridiculous this shit is. Da-da-da-da. Boop. Okay, they have a few good ones. The Conjuring, that was good. How they got that on Netflix, I have no idea. But here's some examples of titles. Emily, The Boy, Would You Rather, Ritual, The Open House, Demonic, Hush. The word demonic has to be a fucking movie title. I mean, how B-movie does that sound?
But it's relevant.
Yeah, but... Okay, fucking fair point. Okay, how much like The Terrifier? Or Friend Request?
The Terrifier, Me in the Morning.
Why? Because, like, why would it be you in the morning?
Like, if someone wakes me up in the morning, that's no bueno.
Okay, I can see that. If someone wakes me up in the morning, I'll have hair like Pennywise.
There you go.
Yeah, so, the Terrifier.
That's fun.
And Satanic, of course. Tales of Halloween. They have very few good ones on here, like Cabin Fever or The Strangers. Then there's Chucky. I personally like Chucky. Do you like Chucky?
I've seen one of them.
One? Which one?
I don't know. All I know is that I look like Chucky.
You don't look like Chucky.
I totally look like Chucky.
You don't look like Chucky.
I totally do.
Look at this bastard right here, and then look at you. It is highly doubtful.
Well, there's similarities.
Having red hair, does that count as a similarity?
I'm sure.
You're not that sure. And last time I checked, Chucky doesn't have boobs. Wait a minute. Actually, spoiler alert, in Cult of Chucky, he transports his soul into the body of a woman, and he actually has boobs.
Kinky,
yes. But here's the other thing. There's like several of him now. It, like, you know how like Harry Potter, Voldemort split his soul in like seven different people, seven different things?
Yes.
Same concept, only he's putting in his souls in several different dolls of the good guy dolls. So it's just different bits of him running rampant.
Okay.
Sound fucking crazy enough?
Well.
I mean, it's
unnecessary.
A little bit. That's like some of the crazier versions of horror titles to put on there. Why is Death Note a horror title?
Because it's scary horrible.
It's not scary. Death Note?
Because it's so horrible, it's scary.
I guess. I mean, you're writing people's names in a book and they kill themselves or they get killed.
Have you seen the movie?
The movie Death Note?
Yeah.
The Netflix adaptation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I haven't.
You're telling me, have you seen it? It's scary. Oh, no. Actually, I haven't seen it. Sorry. No. Okay. Death Note actually isn't that scary. It makes a compelling... it makes a good remake of an anime series.
Yes. I've seen the anime.
Yes. But at the same time, you kind of turn light... Yurogami, I think is his name. Yurogami. I don't fucking know. Don't hate me, guys. It turned him into Light Turner. It turned him into a white guy played by Nat Wolff. Or Alex Wolff. One of the two people. And if the tone is right, if you're trying to do an American thing, but like, come on, stick to the Japanese. Stick to the dick. Come on. Stick to the dick.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Write that on your tombstone.
Imagine, here lies Olivia. Famous words.
Don't stick to the dick.
Don't stick to the dick. After all, I've cut mine off before I die, so. Not actually, like, brutally. I'm talking about surgery. Because, you know. God. This was supposed to be a segue. It was supposed to be a segue. But you know how that goes.
Derailing.
Derailing, yes. Rabbit holes. Jesus Christ. I did. While we're on the topic of Netflix, there is, in fact, a couple shows I've been watching. You have seen one of these with me. Sex Education.
I have.
Yes. What do you think about it so far?
It is amazing. It's funny. Gives me the giggles. It tickles my giggle pickle.
My giggle pickle.
There you go.
It sounds almost like you're saying it tickles your penis.
Well,
I mean,
it's a giggle pickle. You give me a heart boner.
Oh.
An affection erection.
Okay, yes. But yeah, Sex Education. Oh, I get what you mean, because it's a sex show. It's a giggle pickle. Oh, I get it. Okay. Christ on a dick. But no, Christ is not a dick in this one, but people are on dicks. Basically, follows this guy and his gay friend and this one badass chick in high school. And they give sex therapy advice to students for money, of course. Meanwhile, it's just happening. The first kid's mom is like this sex therapist, and is like totally invasion of privacy, like, you know, up in this kid's shit, trying to, like, you know, really invasive. And it's like, I can relate, but can't relate. Because my mom's not doing that sort of shit, because my mom is a good person, and not, like, a nub.
Not like, are you masturbating enough?
Yeah. not like, oh, you had an accident in your sheets. Mom! Please! Privacy! That's my badass British accent, by the way.
It was beautiful.
Bond. James Bond. But yeah. And then the other shows I've been watching are Gotham, of course, unless you know Batman. Do you know Batman?
I know Batman.
In Batman. You didn't know the officer who was, you know, leader of GCPD. They help Batman a lot.
Nope.
Sorry.
No idea.
God.
Bless you.
Thank you. Jim Gordon. Jim Gordon is the leading officer of GCPD. This whole Gotham thing is about how he first started out as a cop. And, you know, that's where he rose up to be captain, slowly becoming police commissioner. Meanwhile, all this shit's happening. Like, Gotham's villains taking over, like Penguin, Riddler, Mr. Freeze, people like that. And Bruce Wayne growing up, just shortly after his parents got killed. and he's growing up to be, you know, the fighter, the Batman, like he is today. And it's a really good show, but I noticed something. Around the fourth or fifth season, the third and fourth, they rush things a bit. It's like, they were going with comic books for a little bit, but then they threw out the window and said, eat a dick, and went ahead and started, like, you know, putting in shit that wasn't in comic books. They started putting in, like you know, bits of the storyline, fucking things up, and, you know, the CW made Batman their bitch for a minute. Or was it CW? No, it was CW, yes. So it was fine. I mean, it took on its good storyline, but, you know, it's okay. I like it. I enjoy seeing it. I'm mainly watching it because Cameron Monaghan, who's Ian in Shameless.
Beautiful man.
Beautiful.
Beautiful man.
He plays Jerome Blaska, or aka the Joker.
Yes.
And I fucking love it. He channels like a sort of... fucking what's his face? Heath Ledger Joker, and the sort of same attitude and charisma as the Jack Nicholson Joker, you know?
Yes.
It feels right. Like, it feels like this dude was meant to play a live-action Joker.
Yeah.
Fucking Suicide Squad, Jack Snyder, people take some fucking hints, please!
Okay, but Jared Leto is beautiful.
Okay, yes. He is a beautiful man.
He's a horrible actor. Don't fight me. Please don't fight me. Don't at me.
God. Where were they at you? Oh, yeah, Instagram.
Instagram,
yes.
No shameless plug. Shameless plug?
What's that? God.
Ian?
Yes, Ian. Ian's a wonderful character. I love him.
Yeah.
But yes. He is a good Batman. But Jared Leto did make a good Joker for the Suicide Squad. But Suicide Squad, they should have totally rechanged how they did it. Add a Joker a little bit more. Maybe.
I didn't watch it. I'm not going to.
I might make you watch it for education. I might not.
For education purposes, I watched like 15 minutes of it and couldn't.
Couldn't?
I literally could not.
Like, what was it, the first 15 minutes or like a clip?
The first 15 minutes of it, I just couldn't do it, couldn't sit through it.
Jesus. God. Damn. Damn it! You know, I sat through it. I enjoyed it the first couple times, but then coming back in it right now, I'm like, what am I watching? I'm literally watching the trailer to Suicide Squad, but for an hour and 45
yes.
minutes.
Exactly.
Like, are you shitting me?
They put all the good parts in the trailer.
And I hate how they did Deadshot's character. It didn't feel right, you know? I hate how they did a lot of the characters, to be honest. Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie, was the only person I think actually stole the show and made Suicide Squad tolerable.
She's a beautiful woman.
Yes. I'm hella gay for you, babe, but I'm also hella gay for her.
I'm fine with that.
You're fine with that?
I am so fine with that.
Good.
I don't blame you.
I doubt she's hella gay. She seems straighter than straight, to be honest.
No opinion.
No opinion.
No opinion.
Well, speaking of movies, and speaking of all this shit. Oh, side note, I'm also watching Voltron. Yes, I am that kind of gay. Moving on. I guess I could just continue. I'll put the ad in the end of it. Because, like, we're on a roll here. And I'm not tired of talking. Are you tired of talking?
I'm good.
We've been doing this like 20 minutes.
Oh, feels like longer.
It was like longer, yeah.
That's fine.
But when you like talking, time sort of slows and flies by.
That's true.
But yeah, actually, with all this time to watch shows, we actually do not get enough time to sleep. The most important thing of our adult lives is sleep, because if we don't have sleep, we kind of slowly lose our minds and go into a depression of sorts. That's Notepad. Sorry. I just realized how it sounded a lot like fapping for a minute.
Not and I was just in front like. Of my salad.
Huh?
Not in front of my salad.
Yes. Damn it, Karen, don't jerk off in front of my salad.
Maybe this is a sign I need more sleep.
What, that Karen's jerking off in front of your salad?
Yeah.
And you're just like letting her do it?
Yep. I need sleep. Speaking of.
Yeah. A lot of us don't sleep on time. For example, me, on a normal day, on a work day, and this is bad of me, go to sleep at 11 o'clock. She's shaking her head at me. Damn it. I really wish that I could actually, you know, learn when to control how I sleep. Or like, okay, so, okay. Backspacing. I am tempted to watch so much shit on Netflix or do so much other shit, like come up with ideas for the podcast, just do artsy shit and do that all night long because I want to do that as soon as I get off of work. But I sometimes pull overtime hours. Those take me into the wee hours of the night. And so when I come back, I want to do all this shit still, even though I'm dead tired. And I'll still end up going to bed at 11 o'clock. And it is wreaking havoc on my sanity. I wake up at like 4, or maybe 3-ish sometimes. I know, I'm a bad girl.
That's awful.
Spank me.
Is that an offer?
Maybe. spank me, daddy, I haven't been sleeping. What? Why would I spank you for not sleeping? I don't know, just spank me. Okay, fine. But yeah, no, I'm a bad person for sleeping. I don't know, what time do you go to sleep?
Like, 10?
10?
Yeah.
So you're almost as bad as me, but just not quite there.
But I wake up at like 8:30 or 9.
She has no job to go to.
No.
No, so she can sleep in. Whenever
don't
she
do it.
Wants you, lucky bitch.
It's bad. It's very bad.
What, sleeping in?
I'm constantly tired.
Jesus.
From like oversleeping?
I can feel that because like I oversleep this morning. Like I woke up. Okay, to be fair, I went to sleep at 3 a.m. last night. It was the weekend. Calm your shit. Fuck. But yeah, 3 a.m. Woke up at 11. It seemed a little more than 8 hours, which is the maximum or the minimum amount needed, the moderate amount needed to function properly from day to day. 8 hours sleep every single night. That is the code of honor among sleep. But who in their right fucking mind has the time or the time has the capacity to do that? No one does. No, I mean, the weekends is when you look forward to staying up late and watching Netflix and doing whatever you want. But it's also a time to recoup. For example, like if I'm working all those 5 days or from, you know, doing whatever, you tend to just like need to recoup and do whatever at the weekends and just try and get some as much sleep as you want or, you know, get a moderate enough amount of sleep. And just enjoy yourself. Sometimes I mentally view sleep as a waste of time.
What's wrong with you? Sleep is for the week. Like, every day of the week.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Sleep is for the week.
Yes.
We're punny up in here.
Getting punny up in here. Take off all our clothes. I'm not wearing a bra, so does that count? Jesus. But yeah. You know, I once went 2 hours. Like one time during a weekday, I only had 2 hours of sleep. But it wasn't intentional, okay? I had legit insomnia. And it was the worst. You ever get that feeling?
All the time.
From, like, what's the biggest trigger for you for insomnia?
Electronics.
Electronics. Are you on your phone all night?
I played the fifth.
Is it the Switch?
I played the fifth.
God damn. Okay, okay, fine, fair enough. Fair enough. So what about oversleeping? You said it makes you tired, right?
Yes.
Yes. How often do you oversleep?
Do I oversleep? It's weird, like 1 week on my voice, haha.
Drink some of your cooler.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yes. Liquor always solves problems. Don't mind me.
Physical and emotional.
Amen.
But 1 week I will get maybe 3 hours of sleep. And then the next week I'll completely oversleep. And then it just kind of flip-flops. Right now I'm, it was like every other day. Sometimes I'll be like, go to bed at 3 and wake up like half an hour later and be like, God damn it, I can't sleep. And then it would be like, next night it would be going to bed at 9 and waking up at noon.
Dude, that's like hella like late. Like, not, like 9 o'clock is perfect time to go to sleep, by the way. But waking up at like noon?
Give or take. Wake up for like an hour, get breakfast, and
you
nap.
Wake up with like 12 hours of sleep on your belt.
Yeah.
Wake up with the whole half a day.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
That's what you get with depression. There is a topic for later.
Oh, shit, really?
What?
As a depression thing?
What?
Is that a depression thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. I always thought the symptoms of depression varied from person to person.
It does.
I didn't think that insomnia or oversleeping.
Sleeping. Insomnia and oversleeping.
All that is in a big ball of depression?
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's another topic I'll write down for later. Like,
there you
just
go.
Like a study on. Not a study. I'm taking notes. Depression. Because it's an adulting thing. Well, sort of. It's like a. I spelled depression wrong.
That's close enough.
It's just for the listeners at home. DEPRESSOIN.
The depression. Depression.
It sounds like a drug. Talk to your doctor if you want to use depression. Exceeding in 5 pills a day is overdosing, and you probably kill yourself. But hey, I guess that's why you're taking this medication anyways.
Or is that when, like, you're just too happy?
Depression.
Depression?
Depression. Take it if you're too happy, so you get depression from it.
Would it be like, or would it be like, you're depressed, so...
Guys! Big Pharma is at work here and stealing our ideas. Shit. But, yes, sleep is the big ball of depression. I oversleep so much.
You oversleep?
I oversleep in the weekend.
How do you have time for that?
Well, I don't mean in the day. In the weekend. I mean, in the weekday. Fuck me, my brain.
Is that an offer?
Maybe. We'll come back to that. But no, I mean, during the daytime, during the week, I sleep normally. I wake up super early. I sleep super late because I am an irresponsible adult. Which is kind of funny. This show is about being responsible. You're taking advice from hypocrites, guys. God. Or are you probably just listening because I'm a comic genius and I know funny people. But, yes.
In this case, funny looking.
You're not funny looking, come on.
Do I make you laugh?
You make me laugh because your words are funny. And don't say it's because your voice is cute.
That's a debate for later.
I will guppy your ass.
It's all about sleep.
God, I can't win. But yes. Folks at home, you should always know that oversleeping is scientifically proven to make you more tired. Am I right?
I'm not a scientist. Maybe, yeah, sure.
Okay, it's been tested by a focus group.
Focus group. Yep.
Yeah, focus group.
There you go.
Are you and I the focus group?
Can you focus?
No. I've been accused of ADHD, but I don't have ADHD. I'm just really fucking lazy. Am I telling the truth?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Cheers to that shit. I know these are not beers, they are wine coolers. Karen brought them over.
Karen?
God. She also gave me that run.
In front of your salad?
Yes, in front of my salad. She gave me the rum in front of my salad. I'm here, it's gonna taste horrible, I'll drink it. Okay, fine, Karen, you're the fucking... You brought us here. I didn't want sweet tomatoes, but you brought us here anyways. Have you ever been to Sweet Tomatoes?
What?
Have you ever been to Sweet Tomatoes?
Sweet Tomatoes.
Yes, it's at the restaurant. It's like a brunch shop, brunch store, where they have like all healthy food. They have some good food, not a lot of it's good.
Never heard of it.
It's like a buffet place. It's a thing.
Is it like a discount Olive Garden?
Not even.
Sounds like a discount Olive Garden.
It's a discount buffet / discount Wendy's. No, no,
Wendy's.
No. A discount Wendy's will be better. No.
Wendy's buffet.
It's a discount. God, it's a discount Denny's.
Okay.
Yes, with a buffet option added.
I believe you.
Cool. I'm glad you believe me. The other boobs.
Indeed. Those are just.
Yes. When girls are at home, we do not wear bras. We wear confidence.
We wear beauty.
We wear beauty. Our essence is gold, and men worship us.
Well,
that was awkward. Okay. Well, my main point that I'm trying to convey is sleep's important and you need to function on a day-to-day basis. I know from experience, everyone knows from experience, because we've all had those times where we stay up late and we oversleep and it just fucks with us. And we need the time to redevelop our energy levels and sleep, because without it, we are simply all Freddy Krueger's children and we die painful deaths. Freddy Krueger?
Yes.
Nightmare on the Street?
Yes.
So you get the reference?
Yes. I've seen one of them.
Motherfuck. I gotta show you the entire thing now.
I was born under a rock. I wasn't even born. I was found under a rock.
Jesus. Worse than Patrick Starr.
Yep.
Damn. Okay, everyone.
At least you had a TV, I think.
You had a TV.
Oh, well.
You're gonna dissuade all the cable channels.
Watching,
like, Fox News and shit.
Watching Gotham.
PC. How are you able to... That's not... That's... Oh.
Netflix.
That's Netflix, yeah. But you were... You didn't have no.
What?
My brain.
We were just talking about Netflix.
We were talking about Netflix.
The Office?
The Office? What?
Friends?
Are you naming random shows?
Parks and Rec?
God damn it! Yeah. Okay. I am going to stop this episode right here. But thank you guys so much for watching, for listening. I don't know, I can watch a podcast. Can you watch a podcast?
You can stare at the screen.
Well, I don't share screens. I don't have a camera rolling. Oh, stare at the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said share screens. Cause,
share screens.
Cause,
what?
Share screens, like, cause Jane Austen does that shit.
Welcome.
I don't know. He does this thing called screen share, where he records his podcast, being done. Like, it's uploaded.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm a big fan of Shane and Friends, by the way. Just get a spotlight that right now. I fucking love listening to them. Part of what I want to do here with Janelle and everything is, and with other people, is to just do a little fun thingy, a little chat, a little coolness, you know? If you can get that.
What?
Okay, I'm a lightweight. These things have alcohol on them. I'm starting to get a little buzzed. I am going to end it off here.
Maybe we can get some sleep.
Maybe. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to Liv Corner. Liv's Corner. God. Yes, it's a Liv Corner. Thanks for tuning in to Liv's Corner. My name is Olivia. This is Janelle.
Friendly neighborhood.
Friendly neighborhood. Janelle.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's it for today. Thank you. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.